Welcome to CBT News with Jim Fitzpatrick.
Good morning, everyone. Jim Fitzpatrick with CBT News. Thanks so much for joining us today. We have all been impacted by dwindling inventory in today's market. While profits still remain high for many, what we are experiencing may be more disruptive than predictive. Joining us to share his insight on what's happening in retail automotive is Dale Pollack, founder of V Auto and executive vice president at Cox Automotive. Thank you, Dale, so much for joining us on today's show.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
Sure. As I mentioned before we got recording here today, you must be very busy these days trying to, it must be like trying to hold on to a tiger or holding a tiger by the tail, I should say, right?
It's crazy and it's unusual for sure.
Lots of announcements from OEMs and various suppliers about continued shortages. As we know, one dealer called it the chip-demic instead of the pandemic. What is your assessment of the current inventory situation and how it's impacting car dealerships across the country right now?
It's interesting. As everyone knows by now, new car inventory are at all-time low levels, and yet dealers continue to experience very strong profitability. And it's largely because they've had a lot of pricing power for the vehicles that they do have on their lot, both new and used. So, it's an odd time. It puts a lot of stress and strain on dealership personnel to have such low inventories. But at the same time, it's a blessing in terms of their bottom line. So in some respects, it's the best of times. In other respects, it's the worst of times.
Right, right. Yeah, those, every dealer I talk to across the country is torn because they have such great gross profits and yet they still like to get a lot full of cars so they can sell more. What are some of the differences you see in the situation we're seeing right now versus the traditional sell down season?
Well, as you say, the fall is the traditional sell down season. This fall, however, we're experiencing an unprecedented rise in wholesale prices. And I suspect very soon the typical retail price lag will be soon to follow. So there's only been one other August in history prior to last month when wholesale prices rose in August, and it was 2017. And what caused that was Hurricane Harvey, where a million used cars were destroyed and had to be replaced. But other than August of 2017, we had never seen wholesale prices rise in August, and yet they did this year, and they continue to do so in September. And now, in light of Hurricane Ida, we suspect that wholesale price rise could continue perhaps through the end of the year. So prices of used cars generally do not appreciate, and they certainly don't appreciate in the fall, but that's exactly what's happening right now.
This is just incredible. Have you ever seen anything like this in the past?
Never at all.
No, that's crazy. In many respects, this inventory crunch has been a good problem to have for dealerships and OEMs. Most of them are making record profits, as you know. Why is the current situation not good? What's the lesson to be wary of here?
Well, as I said, it really is a mixed bag for dealers. Having low inventory puts a lot of stress on dealers operationally. But it also gives them a lot of profit opportunity in terms of pricing. So I think if there's a lesson to be drawn from this unusual experience, it is that we don't need to have large inventories in order to make large profits. I think the past practice of auto manufacturers to overproduce puts a strain on dealers' bottom lines. And I am not so naive to believe that the manufacturers necessarily prioritize dealers' bottom lines to be at the top of their list. They're obviously and perhaps rightfully more concerned about their own bottom line, which causes them to overproduce. But the industry has certainly learned the lesson that you can still sell cars and make money by not overproducing. And on the used inventory side, the same lesson is there, that dealers have sold record volume with record profits with record low inventories. So if there's a lesson to take away from these unusual times, I think it's that The industry is actually, in some respects, strangely healthier when it's not oversupplied with new or used vehicles.
Right. Do you think we're a little bit crazy in the industry to think that OEMs would learn that lesson after the chip shortage is over, and they'll keep us at a 45 or 50 day supply of vehicles to keep dealers healthy and not have the need for OEMs to be putting such crazy incentives on their vehicles?
Yeah, I don't think that is going to happen. Although I know that some dealers or some manufacturers have proclaimed to their dealers that they will not overbuild. But I don't believe it. Because the auto manufacturers make their money when the car rolls off the assembly line and sure. goes onto a dealer's floor plan. And they're all competing for a certain slice of the pie. And right. They have pressures on their stock prices from Wall Street. And they have to overproduce, I think, to perform or have their stock perform as they'd like it to perform. So even though I think they have good intentions and have said that they won't do it, I've been around the industry long enough not to believe that.
Of all the factors that are in flux right now, pandemic, microchip shortage, hurricanes, and wildfires, what is the potential to cause the most disruption, or to be more positive, which is likely to resolve the quickest?
Well, on the positive side, the best thing that could happen is that we all get vaccinated and we put a lid on this virus. But I think until we are willing to follow the science and take the vaccine, we're going to continue to spread infections. And as infections spread, it obviously takes a toll on humanity, but it also takes a toll on the supply chain. So I think that much of the supply problems that we're experiencing in the industry, all arrows point towards the supply chain disruption. And from there, all the arrows point to infections at plants all around the world. So I think the thing that would probably turn it around, put the lid on it, is the widespread use of the vaccines.
That's right. It's interesting how, you know, just 15, 18 months ago, when this hit back in, you know, March of 2020, everybody took this incredible long breath to say what's in front of us. This could be so scary, and there's got to be a vaccine, and we're all praying and hoping one comes soon to clear this entire situation up so that the country can get back to normal. And lo and behold, you know, half the country doesn't get vaccinated. And what's your take on that?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I'm particularly heartened and proud of my company, Cox Automotive. They put an edict out that unless our employees can demonstrate or prove that they've had the vaccine by some midpoint in October, they can no longer work for us. And yeah. that's pretty harsh. But at the same time, I think it evidences, you know, respect for the employees that are willing to take the vaccine and their families that they go home to every
Absolutely.
Night. So,
right.
you know, I think really what it's going to take here, Jim, is for industry and government to finally come to terms with the fact that the greatest cost to society is the fear of the vaccine. And not until we all, or at least a substantial portion of us, have the vaccine, will we recover from it. I also want to make it clear with respect to Cox's policy that there is a medical or religious exemption, but short of that, by mid-October, all employees are going to have to be vaccinated.
Yeah. That's and we're seeing more and more companies go down that same road, Delta Airlines and so many that have just said, okay, this is really the only way that they see this working out in the long run, right? And for the betterment of and the health of their own employees, as well as, to your point, their families as well.
So yeah, I think that's the inevitable future, that industry and government's going to have to come to terms with the fact that if we're not going to get vaccinated, we're not going to get back to normal.
That's right. I agree. Can you look past the end of the year and make any kind of predictions or recommendations for 2022? Can't believe that we're talking about 2022.
Yeah, so, you know, our thinking at Cox is formulated through a lot of data analysis on both the wholesale and retail side. We also have the good fortune of having a very, very brilliant chief economist, Jonathan Smoke. And what I will say essentially echoes his prediction, and that is that we are likely to see wholesale prices rise, perhaps through the end of this year, and very likely in the first half of next year. It is also his current belief, and things can change, but it's his current belief that the second half of next year, we will likely see an accelerated decline of wholesale prices for used vehicles. And the basic driver of that accelerated decline is the current belief or assumption that by mid-year next year, we'll start to see some degree of new car inventory return. It certainly won't be at pre-pandemic levels, but what's really putting pressure on used wholesale prices is the lack of availability of new vehicles. So right. When new vehicles begin to appear on dealers' lots, which is likely to happen, we hope, to some extent, early next year or by mid-year next year, that will ease pressure on wholesale prices and we might see accelerated declines. So my advice to dealers, and I can't hardly believe these words are going to come out of my mouth because in my four decades, I've never said this in September, but my advice to dealers is that cars in the wholesale market probably are cheaper today than they're going to be tomorrow. And for that reason, I would relax the otherwise prudent recommendation not to stock more than you're selling in a 30-day period. I think it's okay to stock up, but if you are going to stock up, I think that you should be prepared to sell through all of that excess inventory by tax season in the spring. So it's going to be a ride upwards, we think, between now and then. But after spring, we think you should be out of those excess cars that you may have stocked.
Sure. And hopefully by then we'll start to see lots starting to get somewhat back to normal, right? Spring or summer of 2022. Is that plausible, you think?
Well, whatever normal means, I don't suspect that we'll see new car inventory pre-pandemic levels, but yeah. Listen, anything at this point would be an improvement for supply of new vehicles, which again, I think is not the only, but the primary driver of high and increasingly high wholesale prices is the lack of new car inventory. So right. when that becomes come back, I think the pressure comes off of used cars.
Right. Yep. Well, Dale Pollack, founder of VAuto and executive vice president of Cox Automotive, I want to thank you so much for joining us once again on CBT News. I know that our dealer viewers will get a lot out of your visit with us today, as they always do. So thanks so much.
It's my privilege, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks for watching CBT News, the voice of the retail automotive industry. Fitzpatrick, Pash, Kane, Lewis, Greenfield, Reed, Dawson, Lopes, Rice. The best lineup in retail automotive. CBTNews.com. Subscribe today.